Sylvia Wanjira.
And Shiro Waweru.
We are the host of the Beneath the Surface podcast, or BTS for short.
A podcast that focuses on conversations around mental, emotional, and general wellness and self-improvement.
Yeah, we are available on all major podcast platforms.
So check us out, share the love, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Bado.
Experience. And then mtu anaanza kukuambia hapa. And then also, you know, even your trauma also plays a part in how soon you bloom. I believe strongly in that. Actually, ni kitu imekuwa ikinibug lately. Like how you'll compare yourself to someone who is your same age. Mm-hmm. But the way they were brought up and the things they've gone through, hata hawaezi imagine vitu umepitia.
Yeah.
So that's why they are in a better position to go as far as they have
even
gone.
The mindset.
Yeah, no. The mindset, truly, because their attitude towards money, their attitude towards deadlines, their attitude towards
perfection. And they truly expect to be that bitch.
Yeah.
So
they,
if you,
they
yeah.
know they are that bitch.
So
like
if you've not been being,
So when we grow, we minimize. So you're in your 20s, you're trying to figure that out. You're realizing your traumatized, you're realizing that, oh my God, I need to get my shit together. Did I even study what I liked? Did I even get a job that I like? Unapata, everything is slacking.
Mm.
And then now you partner with a partner who does not see that.
Yeah.
Because now, them, they'll see, wewe, uko 28, no una job, no make a job.
They are also comparing you.
To other people.
So, the thing I never understand with that is that, why don't you date people you want?
Yeah.
Like, if you want someone who has... like a proper job or whatever. See, then you do. I mean, who's stopping
girl,
you?
Yeah.
Why are you going? It's crazy.
Yeah.
You're going out of the way on purpose to date someone who's not that thing
not
that you want, so that you can what mold them.
Yes.
Not even you.
Yeah.
Julisa maswali.
Hata wewe uko na issues by
kuna shida.
Kama una feel una date msendi umsaidia ama ndio umuelevate ama ndio
Can you imagine? Kwani unadhani wewe ni nani?
Yeah,
you must really think yourself highly of yourself if you're dating
and
someone to elevate them.
And you know, it's a huge sign of insecurity.
Yeah.
Knowing
by
that
extremely.
Yeah, knowing that you can overlook your issues and focus on this person's issues.
But focusing, you'd rather focus on somebody else's issues.
Highlight them so that you can always feel better about yourself.
Yeah. And also feel like when every time that person is like grateful, it makes you feel like, at least me, I know.
But then, Jesse, it will happen too. Come on, Yaki. Oh my
and
Lord.
And it's a great segue into gaslighting. That's another one you really need to be keen about.
Because
you can't know. It's like this person is making you question your reality.
Yeah.
The term itself is from a play, I think in the 1940s, of a guy who was dimming gas lights in the house. I guess the gas. And as he dim, then the wife keeps asking, "Ay, unaona kama hizi lights ni dim?" And then the guy's like, "No, what's wrong with you?"
Unaona.
Then he go in the attic, make noise, and ajiongelesha, akirudi. Then the wife is saying, "Ay, umesikiza voices. Have you been hearing like sounds in the attic?"
Yeah.
This dude is like, No,
it's in your head.
It must be. And then Adi anaambia mabeshte wao, like, "Ay, you must be going crazy. To the point where now this woman, he wanted to have her institutionalized because she had for real said, she's insane.
Mm.
So upon the early talker, so someone trying to make you question your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And yes,
and
arguing is normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arguing is normal, but there's a point of arguing where when you're trying to say your point, either you're being too emotional. When you can't see the reason I was doing this, as if you can't don't have the
capacity.
The brain power.
To actually see.
To understand.
Wow. Yeah. I realized I was being gaslit. Ama, I even knew, I didn't even know the definition of gaslight until 2020. At my big age, ndio niko tu na Google gaslighting niko. My God, I'm going through this shit.
Normalized. So even in friendships, it's so normal.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure some people don't even know they're doing it because they're so used to doing
it's true.
It's just,
true.
Kawa.
Yeah. kushinda ni kama tu hiyo story nilikuwa nakushow hiyo ya kuambiwa umeanza zile issues zako unaanza kuona yeye wewe unakuwa na issues.
Yeah, ni mimi.
Eh,
sasa and then already una doubt. So
it's not hard to convince you. Eh, it's not hard to convince me that I'm crazy or that I have issues.
Mm.
So unaanza tu kuniambia ah wewe hizo issues zako ama
ama when you feel like someone did something like with a bad intention,
yeah,
and then you question that and then they tell you ai kwani unanionangaje mimi si you need to stop reading into things.
Yes.
So now this you also need to be again be aware when you're projecting and mm-hmm. when it's like genuinely even your kuko,
yeah,
because it could be you are projecting,
yeah,
but it also could be this person is trying to play with you.
Yes. And mm-hmm. gaslighting okay. we'll get deeper into gaslighting think as the times go by,
for
but
sure.
Because it will always come up.
Yeah.
Now, for relationships, I feel it happens even in all relationships.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Family, friends, partners.
And with everyone, girls
yeah.
and guys.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Una gaslight mse mpaka anajishuku. I must be going mad.
Yeah. Ama silent treatment. Girls. It's very, very passive aggressive. I think
the episode ni kama unaniata. You're very violent. You're very violent. Guy,
silent. Can we please just be honest? Anyone who has ever silent treated anyone, including myself, be
even
honest
me.
And say that it was.
You're trying to punish.
Punish the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can okay. agree.
Yeah, we can agree. Especially prolonged
mm-hmm.
silent treatment.
Just a kongelesha for 10 days.
Yeah, and then also the kind of relationship you have. Like, of course, if it's you're dating but you don't live together and then
yeah.
like. Una text msea kuongeleshi, una mkoll, apika, ama anapika, alafu wako zile za, ah, niko sawa.
Hey, mkimkoll, when they finally pick up, they're like, ah, niko sawa. Ati, uko shua? Yeah, 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 kuna, it's nothing wrong.
Niko kwa tu ni job, ama.
Then, no, umeanza zile issues.
umeanza zile issues. Uto to science, aki uto to vitu nitubaya, because me, again, nilijipata situation na experience your silent treatment for 3 weeks.
What? Wait,
now,
what?
Now, like, namse.
Wow.
Wish.
I was committed.
Committed to the
ata
game.
Ata kona willpower. Then neza nyamaza. Neza nyamazi ya mtu 24 hours.
Ata mimi. Kwanza, ata mimi ndio nilikuwa na shinda niki. Because inafika, ni 2 days, I'm like, wait, am I being na nyamaziwa? Ama ni stress? Ama ni job? Ama ni
kawaida.
And then, hapo ndio, because me, I'm an extrovert and I like to confront situations
yeah.
as they are when they are happening.
When they're happening.
So niki notice after 2 days ni kama uongei na kuza wait tuko poa what's going on, what's wrong? I know nothing. And then oh sawa mimi nilikuwa nafikia tu eh nakaje ama uko tu poa as in maybe you're trying something, you're trying a new outfit or something. Alafu
yeah.
mtu ayuko huko and then after 3-5 days bado mko hiyo space uko
una notice
excuse me ama are you kuna kitu nimefanya umenikasirikia ama
you start thinking about what you did
what
the whole week.
Yes.
Can you imagine trying to remember what you did on Monday every single minute?
Me, babe, that was my life. That was my life for like, that thing is abuse. For real.
Mm.
It's abuse. You start thinking, you start spending time. Ata ukisikia na kama unashindwa shit. I hope ata niongelesha. As in, was it that bad?
Wasn't
that
bad? Eggshells.
Unaanza kuwa kwa eggshells. Unaanza kuwa. As in, unaanza kuenda kutengeneza place and maybe go untidy.
Can you imagine?
Imagine! Ah!
And you know, like, when it's your friend coming over, it's like, ah, man,
as
jaeza ku
clean
up.
As clean, ah, yeah. Whatevs.
It should be that comfortable, please. Can we stop
especially
making relationship?
Especially with your partner.
Especially. Let's stop making it seem like you have to have this facade that you have to put on. I mean, how long can you put on?
You can't. And you should not.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah. So
my God,
hiyo kitu haikuwa imeni hit.
But that image pata nikifanya hivyo, sijui tidying up, sijui nini.
Ama unaenda kitchen sasa apate
kama kuna kitu uko kitchen. What the fuck?
Ile you lose yourself kabisa. Imagine inafika wiki, alafu sasa inafika wiki nyingine sasa napata haya. By the way, hata mimi naweza kunyamazia sasa na unanyamaza sasa. Sasa inakuwa toxic. You're quiet. Now me, I'm angry because you're angry and I don't know why you're angry.
Yeah.
And I'm asking and you're not
saying. You're
telling.
Not saying.
And I'm like, by the way, these situations need toxic as fuck
as
and
fuck.
They get worse.
And those are the things where independently, it may not be abusive.
Yeah.
But when you add these small things together, it becomes, it's a perfect cocktail.
Yeah.
And
hiyo kitu ya kuji, people making you feel bad about it. Mtu tu anafanya you feel.
So unajua kama unasaidia treating you say, we may want to give that another think.
Yeah, just think about it and also communicate. As in,
communicate. It's hard. It's harder to communicate than it is to just do all the things we usually do to cope. Ignoring. You know, because me now I'll go the other way. So when I notice umeninyamazia, I ask you what's wrong. No, it's fine. I'm fine. So people are like, oh, you're fine. Fuck it. Yeah. Me, I'm fine. So I'll continue doing, I'll go out of my way to be extra happy. I'm doing my things, I'm talking to people, I'm doing whatever. Then when you talk to me, I'm like, couple. Okay, now you've decided you want to talk.
Exactly.
So even me, you know, you start punishing it. In your pussy.
Yeah. In your pussy, sana, you don't say it becomes toxic. Punish. Because even me, I'm passive aggressive. So even the time, because I actually use the same words. Actually, oh, so I'm going to say.
You use the exact same.
But no, it's me next.
Tell us how you're feeling.
No, me, I'm next. As in skongeleshi.
No, as in we feel vile
feel. You have no business being in such a relationship. Unless like ni ile tu mko immature na you've not figured that out yet.
Yeah.
But you should be able to talk about it and
Your partner should respect you enough to even if to overcome the impulse to because yes, akiwalai, it will be hard to fight.
Mm.
But to overcome the impulse to, if them they've overcome their vulnerability of saying, "Ay, what's wrong?"
Yeah.
And it's all, I don't know why it's like, starting the conversation.
It is.
But kama fanya hivyo, I mean, you should reward their step forward with also a step forward and saying.
Even if it's not like, wewe kwanza mimi umeniboje, even you can say, listen, you ulinibo, na I can't talk right now.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Give me a minute. Give me ama kesho tuonge asubuhi.
Yeah.
It's better than
truly.
Hakuna? Hakuna kitu imehapa.
Kwani
imehapa?
Oh my gosh. And then gosh.
Like awkward when there's a baby because now guy, okay babies. Because now she'll start being like, "Mom, hug daddy. Hug, kiss daddy. Bye." Aki ako excited anaka, "Come, shika daddy." As in unakuwa zile zo.
Oh my god.
So you have to fake it, you have to pretend. I love sister. Inakuwa tu just a whole uncomfortable situation. Mess.
Mm. And the opposite of someone silent treating you or stonewalling you is someone yelling at you.
Yeah.
The people who constantly yell, it's kind of like bullying you into agreeing with what they're saying.
Yeah.
So if you're arguing about an issue and someone is yelling at you and yelling, I mean, what you want first? The same thing about peacekeeping. You just want it to end. Utaki, like this bad, you know, the way that kind of aggression comes with bad vibes.
Yeah.
You just want it to end. Kabisa to Rudy, come normal. So you're like, you agree to everything.
Mm.
So now, every time you have an argument, only one party is getting hard.
Yeah.
Unabaki tu hivyo. Okay. Yeah. And please, it's not about that men are naturally aggressive. Or whoever is yelling, they're usually
it's
loud.
It's time for people to get their shit together. Please. Like, don't be zealous, my guy. You know, he's just like that.
No one is naturally anything.
Yeah, and you don't say me. You shout.
You shout
to kijam.
Exactly.
It goes back to self-awareness and improving, like wanting to be a better version of yourself by analyzing your toxic traits.
True.
And like not wanting to project that onto someone maybe you care about, like genuinely. Unaweza kuwa you're abusive,
and you
but you care about this person.
Yeah, you do. And even it's you're that way because maybe home, that's how you people used to communicate.
Most likely.
To feel hard, mlikuwa mna shout.
Yeah.
And it's so normal to you. And everyone knows the dynamic.
Mm.
But this other person, hajatoka kwenu. Ajui. So you come, you're yelling at them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, dudes will, if it's a dude who's being yelled at, he's going to be like, unajua tu, unamuacha tu atoe. But it's not right, hanata wewe, sipoa.
Sipoa, akikushotia, akikuskrimia, na kubunjishia vitu kwa azim.
Yeah, na see, you should not, ata ukisema, okay, tunakuanga hivyo, fine, mnakuanga hivyo, but,
why?
Listen to this person who's saying that they are not comfortable with it.
100%.
I mean, respect your partner enough to give them, because their shoe will soon be on the other foot and you will want them to do something differently than vile yeye amezoea. So now, Mtashinda the same
so true.
Cycle.
So true. Oh my God. Hey, is a bit to ni they are very common. Aziezi. Yeah, and then losing your identity, like feeling like as in the more unakana mse una feel kama as in,
the less you know yourself.
Yeah. Like, you're like, you don't know what you prefer. You don't know what you like. You don't know.
When was
what
the you last like time you even did something you liked?
You liked.
You can't remember.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you like anymore now.
Yeah, that's a sign of kukaliwa.
So imagine, if you're tidying up just to
And that is 100% of me.
At all. Then you do it enough times, yeah, it will become you.
It will become you, yeah.
Now become like, okay, wacha tu ninyamaze. Wacha ninyamaze. Keep the peace.
Mm-hmm. Wacha at least apate food kwa meza. Ndiyo.
Anaja.
Unajua mechoka, unajua. Then you, maybe you. You buy ata. Me kwanza, me, you know me, I'm not an act of service person. Me, my, if you want to see that I love you through my actions, it will be difficult.
Mm.
But I mean, more of is a quality time, emotional support, yeah, mental support,
affirmation. Like, yeah, very affirmative.
Yeah, I'm very affirming.
Affirming.
Yeah. Affirming. Mm. So ikifika point at I'm going out of my way doing thing to do things that will make you feel nice. I would actually, if I like you and I love you and I know that your love language is acts of service.
You will go out of your way.
I will not that you go out of my way, but I will make a point. No, I won't go out. I won't go out. No. I feel like even when someone is sick around me, I don't know what to do. Like me, guy. As in, gosh. Guy. I'd rather, like, I don't know.
No, but it's hard. People are different.
I want to love you in the best way I can. Mm-hmm. So I won't actually be like, ah, where can you act of service? Where is she? No, if I care about you, of course, I'll do my best. Mm-hmm. But if it's something that is making me feel uncomfortable, like, I'm walking on eggshells ati nataka kufanya kitu ndio usinikasirikie ama siji ndio usione mimi ni mlezi ama siji ndio
ama ndio aanze ku behave vile alikuwa na behave in the beginning of the relationship.
Oh my god, yeah. Cuz even in the beginning unajua hiyo spark inafanyanga, you want to take him out, you want to do things for him, you want to do things. Uwezi fanya. Hakuna kitu uwezi mfanya.
Clowning.
Diambo. So later unapata labda niliacha kufanya hizi vitu ndio maana aliacha kufanya hizi vitu.
I know, also that's like emotional blackmail.
Yeah.
Inakuwa like, yeah, if you love me, okay, if you loved me, you'd make sure I have a meal.
Yes.
You would make sure you'd make sure you have a meal. You'd make sure, like, honestly.
Yeah. There's nothing like that.
There's nothing if you love me or you they're making you do something that you find uncomfortable.
Yeah. And so is it that you doubt that I love you?
No, it's you to prove that you love me by doing the thing. Yeah. So why do you need to prove? I mean, why are you here if you don't believe that I do love you?
Exactly. Kwanza, kuna point.
Preach.
Let me preach for a second. Always question yourself when someone is highlighting so many negative things about you and they still choose to be with you. In actual sense, if someone really thinks you ain't shit and really thinks you don't have self-control and you don't have good, like, judgment and you don't have, maybe you may slack, like you're a late bloomer, whatever, you deserve silent treatment and everything, why are they choosing to be with you?
Yeah.
If not to enable themselves to be worse of who they are, unaget? Like, you know, highlighting your issues will make you blind to their issues.
Yeah, it's true.
You'll always focus on your issues.
That's the next point. Like, you feel like everything is your fault, and they also blame everything on you. Like that example I was giving you. It's simplistic, but like you leave your purse there and your money goes missing. Even better, you leave your phone there. And maybe you've left it on. Maybe you're on a chaser music, whatever you're doing with the phone. Then the person checks your texts or whatever. They see something. And so now the conversation quickly becomes about them seeing why are you talking to Nani? Why are you talking to whoever? Why is anyone texting you past 10?
Yeah. No, even something men do, I think the same.
Mm-hmm.
The way you'll find a text imingia Charlie wako and then it's M-Pesa fake. Of course, these are my jokes. But like it's just a chick who has texted him or something and then he's like, you, why are you checking my phone? Like, you, why have you checked my phone? Like, blaming you for what you've seen.
Yeah.
You're blaming you for your heart, like your heart, but it's your fault. Yeah. Mbona ulienda kutafuta, like,
unatafuta shida kwa nini? It's on you. Yeah, it quickly becomes, now you start apologizing for what you've seen.
Yeah.
Assuming ni kwa hapo juu na umeona. Like you start apologizing for what you've seen rather than what the content of you've seen is more problematic than. Of course, you can have the discussion after, but the pending issue is not you seeing.
It's not me seeing. It's what, why
so it becomes, why are you careless with your things? Yes. Why are you?
Mbona unaachia mtoto simu afunje? Mbona wewe ni careless?
Vitu kama hizo. So everything becomes your fault. Na hakuna kitu yenye, you're always constantly apologizing for stuff.
Yeah.
Even, hata sidhani you can you point out a time ni yeye alikosea.
Exactly.
Because every time unafeeling ni wewe.
Yeah.
Hata usahau ni wewe. It's called projective identification.
Okay. Where
the abuser relates to their partner as if it's the partner who did something wrong.
Mm.
So usually, it's a defense mechanism by the abuser to pin their bad behavior on you.
Mm.
So rather than having to do the work of, yes, nimekosea, yeah, I'm sorry,
they'll blame
they'd
you.
Rather... I mean, it seems like it's mental gymnastics to blame you rather than just
I know
to convince you that you're wrong.
Me, I feel like people who don't do this intentionally work on issues mingi sana.
Sindio, it's in your defense. That ajui. It's like when you get defensive, you just react. You don't.
Yeah. Oh
you're not
God.
Really looking at why you're doing the thing you're doing. You're just trying to protect yourself in this moment.
Mm.
Then afterwards, oh, wow. So you have you maybe you look at yourself after the thing has happened
because
you're definitely going to do some things.
Yeah.
Some that things. Are problematic,
yeah,
but
always and also realizing that you will always fuck up, you
yeah,
will always
for sure.
Yeah, also, it's a lesson that has come to me later in life. I always, I'm that person also who really apologizes for everything, and I'm always
even making me. Everything sure, under the sun. Yeah, sorry, sorry,
yeah, poleaki. And I'm always making sure, in fact, it's my mom. I asked my mom recently, actually, we should wind up. Mm. I asked my mom recently, how was I when I was a kid, like in Kwaje nikiwa katoi. And then she told me, Ati Sera, you were always very scared to hurt my feelings.
Mm.
You were always very worried about adding to my pain or adding to my sadness or my
stress,
problems.
Yeah.
So I always used to be very aware. As in, ile tu namwambia, mami, sorry, guy, nikikosea, I'm too apologetic. I'm very conscious of mistakes and all that. So later in life, I'm also like that with my partners and everything.
Yeah.
So napata na apologize. Taki usikia vibaju yangu specifically.
I don't want to be the reason that you're feeling bad.
Nafanya usikia vibaju.
Unajifanya sasa you take all the emotional burden.
Exactly.
Even you can't handle.
Exactly.
And now your relationship haiezi last in that. Because it's now coming from a place of, it's deceit without meaning to be deceitful.
Yeah.
Because that's not really how you're feeling. You're not okay, but you'd rather be the one who feels bad rather than, like, it's not noble.
And also not,
these are the things we think are noble, but they are not. You're not doing yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Not doing your partner or your relationship.
And in that
favors.
Moment, you think you are, but you
really
aren't.
Yeah, for sure. You
really,
in your head, think I'm a good person.
Yeah.
And you are.
Really. Yeah.
But
and
it's
also
not a good thing.
Knowing that you can make a mistake and you deserve to be
forgiven.
To be hard.
To be
and
hard
to be
and
forgiven. And to be given a chance.
Mm.
And if they are not going to give you a chance, it's fine. Like normalize. That me okay,
yeah,
your
not
mistakes,
and not everyone will like you because even apologizing is also a bid to not be an enemy of anyone.
Yeah,
so you have to accept that some people not liking you is not equals to we are enemies now.
Yeah,
it's just
you fucked up.
Yeah, it's just your vibes are not my vibes.
Yeah,
and it's fine.
It. Yeah.
So I think the last one that it's kind of a big one we didn't talk about love bombing.
Ah, but I mean it's not even big.
No,
like,
it's a big one because, like, you meet when you meet someone, there's the honeymoon phase, right?
Yeah.
Everything is going right. You're ready to forgive everything under the sun.
Mm.
But then you notice that someone is a bit too
much.
Charming, a bit too in your space.
In your space.
Sometimes when I feel, ay,
hey, manze,
I'm a clean man.
Mahali, man. Nikama clean film.
Clean for it.
Ako everywhere.
Like, you need to calm down. Ako
kila mahali, yeah. Even... with friends and partners
alike.
Especially because mtu anaweza kukujia na force sana
baby
anakupenda sana unaanza kujiuliza am I even that ai we
and no the point of and especially now you know most people who are abusive the ones who succeed is that the world sees them as very charismatic. They are very charismatic. They get along with everyone.
Yeah.
Ukikuja kuambia ati this person is abusive, people will fight you.
Yeah.
Because aish, uyo, hawezi, impossible.
Mm.
But the whole point is they can sell this image to the world.
Yeah.
Look at me. But ukunyuma,
them
being excessively charming to you, utaingia two box.
Because
they're doing
that's
everything.
That's exactly what, oh my God. Let's even go to the extreme of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most abusive, like physically abusive partners,
they
will buy you the day you're grieving. As in, jana ulipigwa umefura kila mahali, but he can give you 100 G's, he can send you flowers, he can buy you everything. In fact, I've had millions of stories like that, where that's love bombing.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah.
It's an excessive gesture.
Yeah.
I mean, there are gestures that are excessive.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've just met someone and they're like, it's nothing is wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying one's looked after Mashida, but it's so It seems like a fairy tale. Good to, it is a fairy tale.
It is.
That's if why it seems
too
like
good. A fairy tale. Yeah, question it. Second.
So they're like, trying to get you to trust them and to be dependent on them.
On that thing.
And it's the thing I was telling you where you feel like it's the sun is shining on you.
Mm-hmm.
When someone charismatic or popular is giving you attention, you feel like special. Damn. Like, hey, kumbe, I can get. Get this person's attention. I must be special.
The shit. Yeah.
Then after that, to punish you, they take away the sun.
Yeah.
And then you're left feeling like you have failed.
Yeah.
You're no longer interesting. You will question literally everything about yourself.
Mm. And that's why most abused people feel guilty.
Yeah.
They feel like it's their fault.
Mm-hmm. Then you focus on changing your behavior, thinking if only you did this, you'll go back to like how it was in the beginning when he was like spoiling showering you and whatever. Love, whatever they were doing.
Mm.
So like, and then that's a call. Now the more as the relationship goes, it becomes like that. So maybe he slaps you one time.
Mm.
Then the next day he comes with his 100 Gs.
Mm.
Then it becomes, for a few days, your love bombing, all that, all the nice things happen to you. And then you're like, kuna kitu nilifanya poa, ndio maana sahi.
It's true.
It's a cycle of abuse and reward, and reward.
Yes, because even the next time he'll hit you, you'll be like, lakini mimi nilimjamisha. But then most people are wakona hiyo shida sana ya kusema, mimi nilimjamisha, he had a bad day. Ni job ni nini. Because now you feel like they're too good, yani.
And looking at it from the outside, it's very, very, very easy to tell someone. I mean, like, kwani umse ni fala. Now the person who's being abused.
Yeah,
kwani
umse
ni fala haoni. Kwani, like, she must have done something. You know, you're saying from an outside.
Yeah.
There's some trash reality show I was watching. I can't remember what it was. But the person... Oh, it was Selling Sunset.
Okay.
There's an episode where the chick was saying that this guy was not, things were not okay in their relationship. She was married to him for, to do how long, and they had known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
This chick come and tells her that, I've never gotten that energy from him. Sis, you've met him twice.
Twice. Oh, wow.
Two times in the whole world. And you were acting like you know more.
Than
this person who's lived with this person. Like, believe people, they are telling you their lived experience.
Yeah.
Who are you to come and say, Misim Juivo?
Unaishinginae. It's very invalidating.
It is.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's very vain.
Yeah.
To think that you can know someone from just seeing them here and there outside. Awezijua.
Yeah.
So, in conclusion.
because it's a conversation. My God. Yeah, so in conclusion, it's just to be wary and to be keen, I guess, and to be again aware.
Build a solid relationship with your intuition.
Yourself and your intuition. Mm. Yeah, to be able to distinguish between when is it like abuse, when is it normal, when is it manipulation? Am I projecting? Am I the one who's analyzing it?
Yeah.
It's very important to do that and to also draw your boundaries. Like snip it in there.
The bird. You know, actually, even a way to be more, I was reading somewhere today, a way to be more dependable or to be more trustworthy is to say no more often.
Yeah, yes.
Because you say yes to everything, you're not going to be able to deliver on all those
100%.
Things. But the thing, when you say yes to the things, I know I'm going to do this thing, then people, I can trust you that you're going to do. Even you can trust yourself.
Because
when every time you let someone down, you judge yourself a thousand times
more.
So when you set your boundaries,
stand firm.
Akuna no showing up at my job ati randomly
kuleta too many letters
ati note
ai
ati amejuaje niko java
ati 5 PM nimetoka job na kupata
kwa parking lot
what ati when I'm romantic relax
it's crazy
like
maybe you had plans to do something else right after work.
No, you're going to let me go home alone? Yes, sir. Yeah, please establish your boundaries and know when to let it, like, cut it off and know when it's... Sometimes you may not even know that it's going to get extreme, but don't even take
it. It shouldn't have to get extreme.
Yeah, don't take the risk.
Mm. You shouldn't have to survive a relationship.
Yes.
You should be thriving.
Yeah. It should be adding into your life.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
That's the word for today.
That's the word for today. Until next time, it's been me, Sly.
And Shiro.
Yeah.
So, trust your gut. Time.
Yeah. Please share. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
I hope you relate. I know. You relate. Actually,
Tell us even some of the other things you've noticed that we haven't mentioned.
Yes, please. Like, let's keep the conversation going because it's not something we will ever figure out like
1,000%.
1,000%. Like, mm-hmm. ati sani
ivo. Sani ivo.
Sani practice. Ni exam. So, it's been real.
Bye. Mm-hmm.